Your reaction, Warren, to today's game? You've had everything.
Well, I certainly have everything. You know, disappointed. Disappointed with the goals we conceded. I said to the players, you know, they'll have a spell in the game. You've got to see it out. You've got to see it out. Find margins in the game. Andy's a chance to go 3-0 up. You know, they come down, score two goals in, what, 5 minutes, 3 minutes. But you look at it, Ross makes a fantastic save on them. We go up the other pitch and up the other end of the pitch and score. And, you know, I'm not going to be hard on those players because that's one of the best performances I've seen from a Linfield side in the first half. You know, they stuck together, they grinded, they worked hard, and not as individuals, as a team. And you can see that's all I asked for. So, Sadie, there was a lot with the press, you know, hanging over their heads getting into this game, which is uncalled for. I said, don't put it out in them players because, you know, as I said, I'll defend this club and these players more than anything. And I said that to the boys in the team talk. I said, listen, I'm fully committed to managing this football club and that's all you have to worry about. Journalists are going to be in your ears wanting this and wanting that. I said, let them come at me, not you. And I'll protect them. And as I said, yeah, they go out and play like that today with all the circumstances surrounding it. I think, you know, they deserve a big pat on the back. Disappointed, yes, with the goals, as I said, but the character was certainly there. They get back into it and they showed it. They showed that and that's all I need to worry about.
2-0 up at half time, you must have thought this was going to be the day we were going to get a win on this pitch.
But no, I know what it's like. But listen, I don't look into what's going on in the past or what. Listen, you're only as good as your last game. I don't go into all this and history and people were texting me it's 1,000. I don't care if it was yesterday or 10 years ago. You know, you're only as good as your last game. And you know, you start putting that, it gets negativities into people's heads. But, you know, yes, we got ourselves into a fantastic position, but football is 90 minutes. 90 minutes. And that's what I keep saying. You've got to weather storms of what the opposition do. We didn't weather for that spell. I thought the officials were very poor today, I'm being honest. You know, if Sean Ward gets sent off, right? But if Johnny Flynn's the last man and Arnold gives a free kick, how can he not be sent off? I just don't get it. I just don't get that in football. But as I say to you, look, I'm not one who's going to look for excuses, but you just want a fair crack at it.
Having said that, Glenville had a great spell, got 3 goals, 3-2 ahead, 10 men, you know, magnificent character from the lads to get that goal, to get the equaliser.
They did. I'm disappointed with, you know, the spell. I said that they will have a spell, but we've got to see it out. But unfortunately, we didn't. But we've got fantastic character to get back into the game. And, you know, you've got to take the positives from it. You know, I said to the players, don't be getting down tonight. Go and see your wives, go and see your girlfriends, have a glass of red wine, whatever you do. Says, get yourselves back up because we're going to go again. We have a massive, massive game this weekend and one that the boys, the fans and the whole club's got to enjoy.
Next week's game against Glentoran is, as you say, certainly one to look forward to, isn't it? After today's local derby.
It is. Listen, there have been three very hard... we've had two very hard games with the third coming up. But, you know, all you can do is concentrate on what we want to do. Glen's will be a massive game, but it's one we'll be full of confidence getting into.
So it's 1 point gained here rather than two dropped, isn't it?
Listen, you can look at it. We're disappointed with the goals and with it. But also, you know, you go into a game at the start with a point. At least you come out with is a point. And as I say, you know, them points all add up. We're still top of the league. We're top of the league for a reason. So that's all we've got to worry about.
Yeah, if you were a neutral, if there is such a thing, you know, this had a great atmosphere, great crowd, great game. It's a great advert for the local game, isn't it?
It is, it was. And you don't realise how hard it is in these plastic pitches. You know, balls that you think are going out of play, they don't. And listen, we don't train in these, we play in grass. Maybe you get one night on them, but as I said, they're so hard. And listen, you've got to take that into it as well. You look at Cliftonville won the league in a plastic pitch for 2 years, Crusaders last year, Dundalk down south on plastic pitches. And you know, they are a big thing. They are a big, big thing, a big advantage for me. But, you know, as I say, I look at it, the positives of today. That's all I need to worry about. I'll go down, assess it, look at the negatives tonight, but bounce up tomorrow, look at the positives, and then we'll move on to next week.
And on behalf of everyone, all the very best for next Saturday's huge game.
Thank you.